track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor. There are 3 letters this week, but we will only read 2, as the third is on net zero policy, and this has been covered widely in the national media. The first letter is from Rod Denley Jones of Newton Abbott. Victory salute from 80 years ago. I was looking through some old family photographs and came across a photograph of the Victory Parade in Newton Abbott. The person saluting is my grandfather, William, in brackets Bill, Jones, who is leading one of the platoons of the Home Guard. He was a lieutenant. In the First World War, he had won the military medal and was a well-known sportsman in the town, having played rugby for the All Whites before World War I and cricket for the town. And the photograph shows the Home Guard walking through marching through Newton Abbott with Bill Jones leading them and saluting. And it's a pride, the number of people that have turned out to see the parade is wonderful.
Volunteers embody the spirit of service 80 years on, by Rear Admiral Simon Williams, Chair of St John Ambulance. As we commemorate the 80th anniversary of VE Day, it is fitting to reflect on the extraordinary contributions and sacrifices made by St John's Ambulance volunteers during World War II. These brave individuals played a crucial role in providing medical care and support to those in need, often under the most challenging and dangerous conditions. During the war, St John volunteers were at the forefront of the home front effort, offering first aid and medical assistance during air raids, evacuations, and other emergencies. Their dedication and selflessness saved countless lives and provided comfort to many in their darkest hours. These volunteers worked tirelessly, often putting their own lives at risk to ensure the well-being of others. This month, as we honour their legacy, our current volunteers continue to embody the same spirit of service and commitment as 80th anniversary of VE Day is marked. We invite everyone to join us in remembering and celebrating the invaluable contributions of St John's Ambulance volunteers, both past and present. Their unwavering commitment to helping others is a testament to the enduring spirit of humanity and compassion.